Okay, is today the 25th, right? My daughter's birthday is in 2 days. So September 25th, 2019. I almost said 17. So good to see you, little angel. So that's a great way to start today's class. And I would just welcome all of you to have in the back of your thought, in the back of your mind throughout the class, right, is to really become aware of this. How critical and judgmental are you? And when it shows up, can you just witness? I use that word a lot. Can you just witness and notice and let it go? So then don't judge the judgment, right? It becomes, right, tricky, right? Because you're like, oh, there I'm judging again. And right, then you're judging your judgment. So it's really becomes, it's a really extraordinary process if you can get there in life, is to witness yourself without rights and wrongs, judgment. Just be a witness, really, which leads you to a level of presence. Because the emotion, the judgment, the criticism, is a high distraction. So when we're in those emotional states, we're not as present. How's that for a mouthful this morning? Woo! It's a heavy week. I got a lot of, right, Ann? A lot of heaviness going on. So I'm in this place. So that's probably why I'm sharing it, is a lot of witness. You know, I think most of you remember in the spring, well, summer, right, how I lost Maurice, right, and the surrogate grandpa. Well, so, and now it's my older dog. So her time is approaching. It's sooner than later. She left me briefly on Monday, decided to rally and come back. So, it's funny but not funny. But she's got a heart murmur. She's 15. But with the temperature change, I took her out to go to the bathroom. And it was just, it's such an extreme. Her heart just stopped and she just keeled over, so to speak. I know. So I just grabbed her, picked her up, and she was just completely limp. And then her heart came back and she came back. So I love my vets. They're like, don't let her write out, like, put a jacket on her first, warm her up first, maybe just introduce her to the garage. Like, I don't care if she goes to the bathroom in the garage, right? So, but she came back. But everything dropped a notch, right? Slower. So it's being present and witnessing, right? So like I was telling Ann, like I normally in the morning go down to check my computer and do these stretches. And this morning, like all last night, I'm just talking to her. I'm having these conversations with her. She sleeps with me in the bed and stuff. And this morning I went down and, you know, my dogs have their photo books, right? Like children photo books, my dogs have theirs. And I just, that's what I wanted to do this morning, is just go through. So that's that, when you're really present, you allow yourself, like, okay, so I didn't get to the computer and I didn't get to the exercise. It's okay. I'm feeling what feels right at the moment. Does that make sense? And then you can't take that too far, where it means, okay, well, I don't feel like showing up for work and I don't feel like doing this and that, right? Right, there's parameters there. But anyways, so throughout today's class, notice if there's any judgment for you about what you do, how you do, how you approach things. And if you can just pause with that and just stay present and witness who you are. So thank you for that. And then it just would be something to play with and be mindful of through the whole week. So as you're lying there, legs long, arms long, we're doing a lesson today where we're going to combine the extensors and flexors. It's called minimal lifting. And we've done it before, but of course I change it all the time, the versions. So last week we really worked with, like you said, the rocking horse and the core. And so we're going to weave in with engaging your core on the front side, how you engage the extensors. So checking in to see how you feel this morning in yourself as you lie there on the floor. And again, can you draw attention to yourself? What areas are touching, what areas aren't, what feels comfortable, what maybe doesn't, and how you can sense all these things about yourself, become aware of them with, again, without the judgment. And then bring some attention and awareness to your breath and your breathing, since that is greatly affected with your core. And you're just observing, again, without any judgment, your inhalation and exhalation. Where you breathe, how your breath is. And then slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left and just check in to see how the rolling of your head feels today, this morning. Nice. So we'll just do a quick little recap. That's a nice word. Of the rocking horse. And even though Nia and CJ weren't here, they've done it before, so it'll just pull it in again. So bend your knees, you bring your feet to standing, have those heels lined up with your buttocks cheeks. You interlace your hands and bring your hands behind your head. And so behind your head, not your neck, under your head to support your head. You fold your elbows, I always call it like a hammock, right? And then I'll just describe it before you do it, right? So just take in all the information before you do anything, right? You're gonna lift your head and you're gonna lift your pelvis, right? Those are the end points of a rocking horse. So if you've ever been on a rocking horse, the end points don't touch. So when you lift those two end points, it brings all the weight to the center, right? And that's usually where you're sitting on the rocking horse. And then to rock, you start to, let's say, lower your buttocks and pelvis towards the floor. Not touching, but lower as the head and shoulders lift higher. And then you'll lower the head and shoulders as you lift the pelvis higher, right? So that's the description. So find your rocking horse, right? So your feet stay standing. Feet are standing. You lift your butt. You got to use your feet to lift your pelvis. And then lift your head and shoulders. And then rock back and forth. How do you rock and not let the end points touch? So in this, you should feel the entire core engage. So you don't get to put your head down. You don't get to put your butt down. How do you bring all your weight? So just bring all your weight to the center. Just figure that out. Right? Because you weren't here last week. So just...
I'm brand new.
Right. So just... And with no judgment, right?
Okay.
Just find, how do I bring the middle of my back, lift my butt, and lift my head? And then feel. Feel how that engages the core, right? Everybody good? How's it feeling? Yes? Lynn, are we good? Anne? Excellent. Okay. Let it go, and let's rest. That's your rocking horse, right? And did everybody feel their core? So it, what does that mean? I should be more descriptive. It means there's a tightening, a tone that occurs on the front side of you, and those are called your flexors, right? So like your ribs kind of compress down, your belly button pulls in. Okay, so we're gonna take it from there. So lengthen your arms. Lengthen your legs. So always when we pause and rest, you come to being flat on your back. So sometimes I may forget to say that. So if I say rest, it means flat as a pancake. Rest. Okay, so we're going to take it to the next level, this minimum lifting, and we're going to start with your head, because your head is the biggest indicator for getting both the flexors and the extensors to fire. So you're going to start to lift your head away from the floor as if to look down towards your belly button, towards your feet. And the moment that your head comes away from the floor, right, even before you can look, you should feel the front side of you, a tightening, the belly button pulls in, the ribs move down. That is what you're looking for. That means that your abdominal core is engaged. And the higher you lift your head to look at your feet, so not the ceiling, look at your feet. That means your shoulder blades come up. The higher you lift, the tighter the tone becomes. Now, for some of us, we can be so weak with our flexors, we can barely hold this, right? And we're not in an exercise class, but this is learning about the engagement of your core. How are we doing? Good? Are we feeling it? Everybody good? You should feel it the minute you lift your head. Yes?
Where exactly are our flexors?
It's a great question. I love questions. Just Scalabelle asks questions all the time. My puppy. Your hip flexors. So your hip flexors are right around where you feel this, the hip joint is, right? So this is where your femur goes inside the pelvis. Okay? And the hip flexor is really tricky. It's like your psoas, because it connects to the front of the femur, travels inside and behind these organs, okay? So if you've ever had somebody want to work, you know, if you say work on my hip flexors, they will bend your leg in a massage and they'll push deep in there. So it attaches to the front side of your lower back and spine. So your spine is traveling down past your belly button, right? Towards kind of slightly past about an inch below your belly button, right? And just visualize drilling a hole through there. That's your spine. So this hip flexor attaches on the front side there. Yeah, so, and it can be, mine are always tight. It's so painful, like they'll go and they'll, you know, push in those areas, and sometimes they'll come a little bit under the ribs and then all around where your digestion is, your intestines, right? So, hence, if your hip flexors are tight, that can throw off your intestinal, bowels, all that. They're all compiled in there. So it's a good question. Okay, so is everybody good with lifting their head? Yes? Okay. So now let's have you raise your right arm above you to rest on the floor above you. So the back of your hand will rest. And spread your legs slightly, like that's it, in a V. And with your arm up there, you're going to do a little lifting of your arm, right? So just imagine that you're going to lift your arm away from the floor, keeping the palm directed towards the ceiling. Nice, Anne. And then when you lower it back down, can you do a little pressing? And what's really neat about the pressing is that is going to fire your extensors. So the lifting, you should feel through your armpit and into your ribs, right? Your chest. And then when you press, you should feel a slight arch in your upper back and a little bit of tension. Those are your extensors. Right, see, it doesn't take a lot to get them firing. That's why this lesson's called minimal. Minimal effort. So it's really finding the engagement with minimal movement. That's it. Excellent. Now, can you keep your right arm up there? And let's try the same thing with your left leg. So that's why you have a V. So you're going to lift the leg a little bit, and then you're going to press the heel, right? Now, what's interesting about your leg, because it weighs so much more, right, is for most of us, there tends to be a significant rotation in the pelvis, okay? So here's the deal. That's not so good. That's not what we're looking for, okay? And that's like this. I've spent my whole life working on this. It's like, that's the hip flexor. So to get out of the hip flexor, and this is why I go to a smaller movement, you want to keep the pelvis flat, and you want to get to your core, right? So as much as possible, you don't want that big torque, that big rotation. You don't want the right side of your pelvis, beautiful CJ, popping up, right? So to do that, you really have to engage your core, and it'll show you. Most of us want to go to our hip flexors, which is related to the lower back and a weakness in the lower back. Right, Ann? So here's the thing, right? If this is hard, do more minimal lifting. Minimal. That's why it's called minimal lifting, the title. So that virtually can mean you just begin to lift the heel. Maybe you just are going to slide a piece of paper under the heel. You don't need to be lifting the whole leg up. Because if you can't do it in the very beginning, you've already lost it. There's no need to lift the leg higher.
Sharon?
So you, yes?
When my legs are rotated out and I lift, I feel it in my
quad.
And if I turn my feet forward, I feel it in my glute. Is that?
Yeah. Try not to engage your muscles like that. Yeah, so it's another great question. So you really don't want to be turning your legs in or turning your legs out. So when you're in here, when you're doing Feldenkrais, you do not pre-engage muscles. You should be like a dead skeleton. So what would a dead skeleton be like? The feet would be turned out, right? You don't presuppose and say, oh, point my feet towards the ceiling. That engages the muscles. So then when you're engaging certain muscles, you can't get to what the movement's about. So you want to be as much of a skeleton as possible so that you can feel what I'm asking you to do. But that kind of lines up with some of the issues, right? So like you've spent so much time presupposing, oh, this is right. So just let the legs be out there and think, this is what you should all be thinking. Pull your belly button towards the back of the mat and then let the heel lift. Nice, Lynn, right? Pull the belly button, engage the core, float the heel. Okay? It shouldn't be anything about quads, glutes. That's not what I'm asking to do, see? But we will get diverted when we're weak with something. Okay, bring that right arm down and rest. So just see now, as you're resting there, if you have a strong sense, awareness, of this diagonal from your right shoulder to your left leg. Right? Is that kind of dominant, right? And does it feel a little longer? Right, like it kind of is sticking out, right? Let's bring your left arm up. Okay, let's start with the left arm and the back of the hand and then pressing. So you lift and press because we want to get the extensors. Right, so then you feel that good arch, squeeze of the shoulder blades. Press, nice, Lynn. A little more, Ann. So that's it, Ann. So, and try to get more of your wrist down too, Ann. That's it. So, Ann brought up a really good thing. Really listen to the direction. And then, again, without being critical or judgmental, if you're doing something else, It means find a way to stop doing it. That is what you've done most of your life. When something's difficult, you do something else. So just become aware of that. Okay, pause with the left arm. Let's go to the right leg. So you can keep the left arm up, and Lynn. Now, again, minimal with this leg. So again, it's not bad what Ann does. The only way Ann can correct herself is becoming aware. Oh God, I want to engage my quad. Oh gosh, I want to engage my glute. Is she stupid? No. She's a lovely, lovely woman. But it's hard for her to engage her lower back and her flexors. So what we do is we just skip over it, right? When something's hard, right? Then we got these other parts that'll take over. And then many of you are doing your arm at the same time, which is fine. And please don't forget the pushing of the heel back down, right? So you lift and then you press. And if you do the back of the hand at the same time, you get this nice arch. Nice, Anne, right? Are you breathing? Are you holding your breath? Okay, pause for a minute, bring your arm down, let's rest. Right, so I just had this flash, Anne, that, so I was just in my favorite spot, right, with Stella Bella, and so Feldenkrais reminds me a lot of fishing. So I went fishing. I haven't been for, I think it's 5 or 7 years was the last time with my dad and Mia. And anyway, so I always hire a guide because I like them to do all the work and, right? But and he's like, we're gonna do a refresher course. And he's like, you have this so down, the ease. I mean, fishing is one of these extraordinary things that you can't power through. If you try to power through, forget it. It is all about finesse and ease. In fact, the lighter that you are, the better it goes. Okay? I know, right? That's fishing. It's so, like, kind of counterintuitive in some ways, right? So, it almost was annoying how many fish I caught. I know I caught 2 dozen fish. He's like, you are unbelievable. Yes, as soon as I cast it again, he's like, oh my God, you. And it was like, it got harder to like keep the tension and reeling in the fish. I was like, could I just have a little breath? That's a lot of fish in 3 hours, right? 24 fish. But they have these really cool hooks, you guys, now, that they come out of their mouth. Like, as soon as they come over and he got them in the net, it's this quick release, and it doesn't harm the fish. And it's amazing how technology keeps on changing, right, with everything. Oh, and I held them, and then I got to put them back in the water. Little fishies, and then they'd swim away. Okay, let's bring both arms up, both legs, a little bit of a V. Let's start with both arms. So let's start with both arms lifting a little bit and then both arms pressing, right? So when you press, is the extension, the workload the same on both sides? Or are you from the get-go a little bit stronger on one side, right? Is it a little easier to press with the back of one hand compared to the other? Right? No rights or wrongs. It's just witnessing. It's just becoming informative about yourself. Wow, I didn't know this. Wow, I use the extensors in my upper back more on one side than the other. Right? Can you neutralize it? Can you make it equal? So like fishing, that means you don't try to make the weaker side stronger. You make the stronger side go weaker. You do less with the stronger side. So yeah, with fishing, the more flow you have and the softer, but he's like, he's watching me hold the reel and he's like, you're so delicate, like you, the minimal holding, right? He has guys that are gonna like snap the handle in half, right? Their fingers are like, you know, just clenched around the rod, right? And he's like, you really seem to be soft with it, because it's, that's why I like going. It's such a great experience, right? It's just this flow. Excellent. Okay, keeping your arms up there, let's try the same thing with the legs. So can we do both legs? Just leave the arms alone. Too much to add at all. Can you lift both legs, both heels, and press? And again, witnessing and noticing right away for yourself. Are you stronger on one side? Or is it just more familiar with one leg, right? And pull the belly button in, right? Avoid the hip flexors, avoid the lower back, right, Ann? Pull the belly in. Right, just because it's called minimal lifting doesn't mean it's easy. In fact, sometimes the less you do, like fishing is hard. It's hard to not power through things, right? When people are frustrated, we just power through. Now, you'll see it'll get easier. Now let's try it with the arms. So all four endpoints lift up, pull the belly in, flatten the lower back, kind of like the rocking horse, and then press. And even to make it a little easier, add your head in. That'll make it the easiest. As soon as your head gets involved, it's like, wow, right? Isn't that amazing? So pull the belly, engage the core, and then press. So can you press the back of the head? Can you press the back of the hands? Can you press the heels? And then again, asking yourself, with all 5 points involved, is there a point that's stronger? How does adding everything in change it for you? Can you press equally? Can you lift equally? Then can you find the softness? Can you find the ease? So whatever feels hard, can you let go of the hard? Excellent. Bring your arms down. Let's rest. How are we doing? Now, none of you want to go fishing with me. The best part when you, I mean, you know, it does cost a lot of money, but these guys are great because they take care of everything, right? They put the flies on. And then this was the funniest part. He was putting this little, looked almost like, you know, a piece of cotton, right, that he had as the bobber. And he would dust it with, like, I think it had to have been like baby powder or something, right, before. I cast out there and he's like, you've got one. And it's just like, because there's cotton blowing around, right? So I could never distinguish my little cotton bobber from the real stuff. And then of course it's under because, you know, I've got the fish and it was just crazy making. He's like, he would spot it, right, quicker than me because I'm not even seeing that I've got the fish. But whatever he was putting on, he made so identical to what was floating on the surface, right? That's the whole idea. That's what attracts them. But every time it come out, he dust it with this, had to been, I need to ask him, baby powder or something. And anyways, yeah, they have all these great little tricks. It's incredible. Okay, let's roll over onto your tummy. And once you're on your tummy, your arms are going to be long. And then your legs are in that minimal kind of V again. And as Ann knows, let the top of these feet open up. So no rolling in, rolling out, but can your feet be like neutral so the top of the feet get a nice stretch? Okay? So let's start with your right arm. So same idea. So now, right, this is so funky because lifting becomes extensors. So when you start to lift, you engage the back, and then you press, right? And keep it minimal, right? It doesn't, there's no height with this, right? So your arms are long, Anne, right? Just like we did on the back. So you lift the right arm and then press. And again, if you're one of those that's starting to like tilt, right? You're rolling to the left side, for example, right? That should be like, uh-oh, I'm not engaging the extensors in my upper back, so I'm rolling to the lower back. It's information. So can you keep your midline, your belly button, your chest, can you keep it even? That's it. Okay, remember the legs are slightly spread, right? Okay, now let's try the left leg. Minimal lifting. So from the hip, so the front of the hip pushes down, the foot floats up, and then you're going to love this, Anne. I know, let those feet press the top of the foot. So for those of you, I know I've got several of you with foot cramps and stuff like that, this is so important for you, right? Those foot cramps you don't want to avoid. You need to get your feet and ankles opened up as well as your back. So you lift and press, really press, right? So, and you keep your torso in neutral. That's it. Now let's do right arm, left leg, right? Can you do that? The diagonal, and that should help balance you in the center. Like if you were topsy-turvy before, that should get you to be in the center. Lift and press. What do you do? What don't you do? Where does your awareness go? What are you becoming aware of about yourself? Okay, pause for a minute. Just rest on your tummy, on your front side. Okay, let's try your left hand, left arm. Little bit lift and press. And again, how is this side? Do you stabilize more with this arm? Right? So you ask in your mind and your thought these questions. Again, not to be judgmental or critical, the information you use to learn from. It's just information. It's all it is. Wow, I'm more stable with the left arm. Let me check out the right arm again. Right? Nia just did that. Right, that's where your curiosity leads you. Huh, let me go back over to the other side. Let's see. That's interesting, right? Because so often we think things like, oh, I'm right-handed. But maybe you're more stable in your core with your left arm because you don't use the left arm as much. That's it. Now let's go to your right leg, just the leg before we add in. Again, so that... Why just the leg? So that you can observe, you can experience. What is your stability like with this leg? Right? And you just lift a little bit, no bending in the knee, and press a little bit. I know, Lynn, and it's hard with those feet. Just give it a try. Just try, try, try. Just lying in this position. I think I said this. Because Lynn, I haven't seen you for a while, to Anne, just lying in this position a little bit every day would be useful. You know, and just even if you want to do it in bed where it feels softer, but just to open up those ankles. Okay, now combine left arm, right leg, right? That diagonal. How is that diagonal for you? Lift and don't forget the press. Don't forget the press. So when you press, you feel the front side. I can tell I've inspired all you women and ladies to go out and fly fish. Excellent. Pause and rest on your tummy again. Find a way to be comfortable. It is really fun. But you know what? It is tiring. Right? Sometimes when we're doing the least amount of things, right? It can be tiring. Okay, let's bring your forehead back. Let's try both legs at the same time. Both legs up and then press both legs. I know we did both arms. So again, try to have that nice little V for yourself. Right, and if you're one of those that really lift high, right, that's again like somebody casting with power, right? So look for the minimal. And then notice for yourself, why do I want to do more, right? It's usually, but not always, because it's hard. So we put some momentum in there, right? Right? That's it. Okay, now let's try all 5 points. So let's try your head. That means your forehead straight up, your arms and your feet, right? This is like airplane, right? Super easy, right? It's amazing when you add your head in and feel the entire back, right? So really ask yourself, is it equal or do I go completely to my lower back, right? Again, these are just thoughts. These are questions. These are ways for you to learn about you, how you go about doing things with yourself. Can you engage your whole back? Nice, Anne. Can you get that area in between your shoulder blades? Nice, Lynn. Beautiful. And then don't forget the pressing. So when you go back down, press. That means press the forehead a little bit. Excellent. Okay, let's have you roll over and rest on your back. So observe now how your back is. How are you lying on the floor, right? And you might go, wow, there's actually less contact, right? Because we fired these extensors and stuff. And again, sometimes there can be a judgment with that. We think if our whole body's flat as a pancake, right, on the ground, that's necessarily good. No, it's just different. So what you do is you take in and go, wow, I feel these arches. Right? So I really did engage my extensors. Less of me's touching now. Okay, so let's just review. Let's just do a couple more on your back. Okay? Let's bring both arms up. And let's try the right arm to the left leg, that diagonal, and see if you're more stable now. Right? Again, these are just thoughts, questions. Right? Because the experience was completely different on your tummy. So how did it change? Did you get more stable? Right? It's crazy making, right? Because one level of us says it's exactly the same, but no, it's not. And press, remember, lift and then press, right? Feel how the extensors, feel how that arch is larger now. Right? It's so cool. Right? Okay, now let's do left arm, right leg. Lift and press. So to speak, with the right? The new age, everybody kind of getting off on what, CBD and pot. I just got off on curiosity with this method. I didn't need that stuff. I just love learning and just going, wow, this is incredible. What just happened? What just occurred? Why do I have a bigger arch now after being on my stomach, right? Good. Now let's do all 5 points. Lift and press, right? And just, again, it's so much easier. Feel how much lighter it is. Like you feel like you lost 10 pounds. You know you didn't lose 10 pounds, right? So why does it feel lighter, right? That's where my brain goes. It just goes to asking questions. I like asking questions. Why is it lighter? CJ, Mr. Smarty over here. Why do you think it's lighter?
Less tension.
That's a good guess. Less tension. Okay, let it go. Bring your arms down. So here's the cool thing. We go through and we did all these independent things, and by doing them independent and focusing on them, you recruited muscles and organization. You recruited what needed to be recruited. Then when you piece all the recruitment in together, it's easier because everybody's doing their part. That's what Stella says. So if all the parts of you are participating equally, it's less effort. Does that make sense? So what we do is we separate them out, we bring them back together. We separate them in different ways, right? We change the way you're lying. We piece it apart, we piece it together. Until your system realizes how to recruit an even distribution amongst everything. And then it's effortless. Okay, so gently roll your head to the left and right and just feel how nice and, again, effortless and easy breezy that is. Right? So you don't have to work with the neck muscles for things to let go in the neck. Beautiful. And then as you bring your head back to the center, bring some awareness onto your breath and your breathing and just how you feel now. From doing this minimal lifting and pressing involving both the extensors and flexors, how do you feel now? How do you sense yourself? And then from here, you're going to roll to one of your sides, come to sitting and standing to feel how incredible you feel balanced in standing from this lesson.